Hello and welcome to the Inner Bitch, Inner Truth podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacquiri, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love. Something you should know about me is that I am a naturopathic doctor, but I do not practice as one. This is because when patients would come and see me, I could intuitively understand why they had the physical ailment that they had, and it had nothing to do with what I was conventionally trained to look for. I've had to develop a way to help people in the way that I am meant to. So I became a Reiki master, I studied with a shaman to better understand my intuition, and I got a master's of acupuncture to understand the energetics behind it all. But what I've actually found it all comes down to is allowing ourselves to actually feel our emotions. The energy of them can get stuck in our tissues, and that's what contributes to the physical ailment aspect. So regardless of if you have a physical ailment or not, this podcast is going to teach you to love all aspects of yourself and give you the tools to lean in to feel the things that you'd rather suppress so that it doesn't affect your future. So if you're into this concept, as well as more of the woo things like astrology and developing your own intuition, you're definitely in the right place because I'm going to be sharing about all of this as well as my own healing journey on this show. So if you're up for it, let's get healing. As I move throughout my day, I often receive downloads. And what I mean by downloads is it's this divine intuitive guidance on why things are the way that they are. So whether that be like a relationship between two people and the hardships that they're going through and what lessons they're actually meant to be learning through those hardships, I can intuitively tell that. And just relationships that people have with themselves, I can also intuitively understand like what's holding them back, what core wound are they working through, and why are they attracting these different circumstances to come into their life. So I have notebooks upon notebooks of just intuitively downloaded like things. And what I plan to do on Mondays is share a little nugget of this wisdom with you. So on Mondays, you can expect just a short little episode, roughly around 10 minutes. And I want to share this with you so that you can better understand what's going on in your life and just maneuver through more, I don't want to say easier because it's never truly easy, right? But if we can understand things, in the understanding comes healing itself. So that's what I plan to do on Mondays, and I'm so happy that you're here. If these things resonate with you, please share with your friends. I want to get all of this information out to people because it truly has the ability to make all of the difference for someone going through hardship. So thanks for being here, and let's get started. Today is December 7th. We are right in the middle of an eclipse portal. So the full moon eclipse was on November 30th, and then we're going to have a new moon eclipse on December 14th. And in between these two eclipses is this portal of, like, basically it's exponential self-growth is what's happening within the collective right now. And I have the assertion that a lot of people are having a hard time because we gain self-growth, like we go through these growth spurts through like a pressurized turmoil, if you will. And so it's like right now we're all going through a lot of shit. And like I know it's happening to me personally as well. And so I can only assume that it's happening to everyone else in my collective in one way or another. And so for today's like Monday nugget, I just want to give you a little bit of a tool on how to talk to people about what you're going through. Because along with the amount of like self-love that we need to be giving ourselves right now to like self-soothe through these hard times, we also need other people. But oftentimes when we do seek help from other people, these people on the receiving end of our problems often want to just fix everything for us, or they deny our experience of what we are going through and saying like, oh, it's not so bad. Oh, you need to just get over it. Oh, you know, X, Y, Z. So this is what I want to share about today is how to actually ask for what you need. And even more than that, distinguishing what you do need within your own system. So when you do get that urge to reach out to someone else and talk with them, what is your intention behind doing that? Are you wanting them to just validate your experience, to see you, to hear you, to understand you? Or are you going to them to fix your problems? Do you want them to make it all better for you? Do you want them to do something themselves in order to change your experience? Like, why are you going to someone? So it's first very important to understand your own intentions. And the second part of this is that our experiences are uniquely based on our own perspectives and on our own lenses. And so I'll be doing an entire episode on how we actually create our perspective and how we create the lenses. But for now, just understand that what you are feeling is so unique to you based on all of your past experiences. And no matter how hard you try, no one's going to 100% understand exactly what you're going through. The closest that they can get is through you explaining your experience. And if they have mutual experiences, they'll get you a little bit more. So you really need to understand that people can't read your mind. I know for a long time, I was so frustrated with people because I expected them to just understand what I was going through, because at that point in time, I didn't understand the concept of people having different experiences, and even though they're in the same environment. So like really anchor into that, knowing that even if we're all in the same environment, we're going to take away a different experience, every single one of us. And so when you are knowing that you need someone to just validate you, you need to be seen, heard, understood, and that's all that you need. You don't want someone to try to, you know, change your experience, to tell you what you're experiencing, or to even like change, you know, in the future, like what that experience is going to look like for you. Like, you don't want them to do anything. You just need them to straight up validate you. So you need to go into this conversation with that intention, and also sharing that intention with the other person. So that could look something like, hey, I'd really like to talk to you about what I'm going through right now, but I would really love if I could just kind of vent to you. And I don't need you to fix anything. And I don't want you to try to fix this for me. I want to be able to fix it on my own. But I really need someone to just sit and be with me and to just listen to what I'm going through. And then maybe a little bit down the road, I will come back to you and we can kind of figure out how you can help me maneuver through the situation if that's something that you're up for. But for right now, I really would just greatly appreciate if you would listen and just validate me, validate my experience, and let me know that I'm not losing it right now. Now, this is going to look a little bit different if the person that you are reaching out to is actually doing something that's bothering you. And you can still do this without causing a big fight and placing a bunch of blame and people getting defensive. And now I say this, but I have also done this technique and the person has still gotten defensive. So that's always a possibility, but just making it clear and known that your intention is really just to let them know how you're feeling and that you're not trying to place blame or shame or anything, because it could very well be your own wounding that's coming online. And yet you still want to share your experience just so that the other person can see you and, you know, maybe have a little bit more empathy for you in one way or another. So what this could look like is, hey, I would really like to talk to you about the way that I'm feeling right now because I'm going through some stuff and I want to be open, transparent, and communicative with you. And so I want you to really understand that I'm not trying to like place blame and start a fight right now. I just want you to know how I'm feeling. And so when you do X, Y, Z, it makes me feel ABC. And, you know, I don't know if that's your intention. Like, I'm assuming it's not at all your intention. And I don't really know, like, where to go or what to do from here. But I just want you to know that that's where I'm at and that's how I'm feeling. I found that a lot of the time it all comes back to the intention on why we're sharing the things that we're sharing. And if we are just needing a little extra love, or if we're trying to put someone down. And so you really have to be honest with yourself about why you're saying the things that you're saying and what you're actually needing from someone, because there's this weird, you know, paradoxical thing where we will put other people down just so that we feel better. And that's not healthy. And that's definitely acting out of a wound. But I do know that, you know, we need to explain the way that we're feeling to people so that we can have better relationships, have deeper and more meaningful relationships, rather than keeping all of those thoughts and feelings inside because we're scared to disrupt the peace. And so this is the technique that I use, and it helps so much because it's not placing blame anywhere. It's just saying, you know, hey, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm not really sure what to do with it. I'm not sure what to do with all of these feelings. I just want to be transparent with you. And so maybe by being transparent, you know, we can work through this together, and maybe you're actually feeling something as well, and we can have a conversation about the way that each of us are feeling. If you've never really had conversations like this before, it could feel really nerve-wracking and scary because it's you're being vulnerable in a new way. It's something new. It's a pattern interrupt. And so anytime we're coming out of a pattern and stepping into a new way of being, it feels uncomfortable. So if you feel that way, know that it's just because you're doing something new, and it doesn't mean that it's wrong. So I hope that this helps you. If it does, please take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at sarahjakiri.nd. And I know Jakiri, I've had issues with that last name my whole life. So the name is in the show notes. My Instagram handle is in the show notes. And I would just really love if you shared how this episode helped you and share it with your friends that need to hear this as well. I know that communication between relationships, any kind of relationship, it can be hard. It can just be really hard. And so I hope that this serves you. Also, if you could give me a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast, and maybe even a review, I would greatly appreciate it. It just helps me get this word out and get this medicine and this information to the women who need it. So thank you all so much for being here. Sending you so much love.